Don't mind the shelling, Edie. They must be getting close to giving it up as a bad job. They must know it's nigh on over. Hey, we've got a full house tonight. A German soldier's celebrating their England bound. Oh, you can see it in their faces, the relief. That's it, we're leaving. No more of this place. Much as I want to detest them, Edie, I'm glad they're getting out too. Hey, did I tell you about Tubby, Edie? The chaplain at Talbot House? Well, he's only gone and managed to find Taff and Dent when I'd almost lost hope. There's a friendship wall up there at the chapel where men can ask of news or pass on hope or, well, at least lay things to rest. Well, he asked about my brothers for me and he found them, Edie. Well, Taff was here himself just this week gone and Dent had left the night before with orders to board a train for a Beal. Tubby wrote at once to the adjutant, saying Dent was to be returned to Pop at the first opportunity. And they turned him round, right back into Taff. Oh, I'm desperate to see them both again. At least they've found each other. So, well, Dent on a high note. There was a concert party at the clearing station last night. Lena Ashwell and a merry band reciting and entertaining us. Oh, it was such a joy to laugh and sing. And when it was time for the final soloist, I just closed my eyes and I was transported home.
First voice we heard in the night, deep in the dark, deep in the dark, lamented the dimming of the light, deep in the dark. The lamps are going out, it said we shall not see them lit again. So said the voice in the night, 100 years ago. The next voice we heard in the night, deep in the dark, deep in the dark, it spoke not of wrong or of right, deep in the dark. Your country needs you, it said, as if we were to blame. So said the voice in the night, 100 years ago. Last voice we heard in the night, deep in the dark, deep in the dark, sang youthfully bold, clear and bright, deep in the dark. You dare to speak of duty, it said, when your duty to me you disown. So said the voice in the night, 100 years ago. So said the voice in the night, 100 years ago.
Mrs. Proud, you won't believe it. That's the last truck from the station with the officers. Oh, they got stuck in that big snowdrift at the top of Back Lane, but they're all here now. I've taken their coats. And look, that's all of them from the three regiments. All of them back, every single one. And Mr. Proud, ma'am. He's just gone to wash up, he says. I came straight here, ma'am. I thought you'd want to know right away.
Arthur is here.
Just this minute, ma'am, with Nellie's Sydney. They were the last. Oh, she'll be devastated to miss this, Mrs. Proud, will our Nellie. 30 men has left thankful in the Vale, and 30 men come marching back.
And only Francis Dent has left an arm behind in France. How careless of him.
That's right, ma'am. And he were the first to make a joke in the bar, saying, at least now we could tell him and Taff apart. Oh, it beggars belief, Mrs. Proud. It's impossible, isn't it? Even with faith and hope. But somehow it's actually happening.
Edith?
Yes, ma'am?
Sit down.
Sit down?
There's some news about Nellie.
Oh, finally, Mrs. Proud! Oh, we haven't heard a thing for months, but these things do take time, as everyone says.
Sit down, Edie. There was a parcel for me this morning from Nellie. Well, more precisely from Captain Flynn, her commanding officer. It seems that she had left the army instructions to send these journals onto me here at the White Hall should anything happen to her. For military purposes, she has cited you as her next of kin, as her sister, in fact, care of this address. Most unorthodox. But, in doing so, made you eligible to receive her personal possessions.
Me?
In the event of her death, Edie, it seems a bombardment hit the ward where Nellie was doing the night rounds.
A bombardment?
One of the shells hit the hospital. A direct hit.
But I don't understand. Nellie's on the German ward. She has been since we saw her.
A negligent and barbaric act, particularly so given the circumstances. This is a letter from Captain Flynn. He found her, Edie. And, well, she left us shortly after.
But Mrs. Proud, it's all over. Everyone's come home.
Yes, I know.
I was so sure she was on her way home. Just taking a bit of time to get sorted. You know, demobbed, that's what I thought. See, I would know if she weren't coming. Surely, somewhere inside, I would know.
It seems there is a place, close to the hospital, a consecrated ground where nigh on 1,000 Commonwealth men have been laid to rest. God help us. And Nellie was buried there with full military honours, alongside the serving officers in recognition of her unsurpassed bravery.
Oh, Mrs. Proud, our Nellie and 1,000 men. She'll be happy there then. That's why I didn't know. That's why.
She left you these, Edith. Her journals, her thoughts, for you.
For me?
For you alone.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
It really is about time we did something about your reading, Edith. In these modern times, it reflects rather badly on a household if the staff are found wanting in such basic education. From now on, you shall take Tuesday mornings off from your duties, and I shall personally undertake to find a suitable tutor to instruct you in the basics. I expect to see a brisk improvement, however, and impeccable dedication to the task in hand.
I don't know, Mrs. Proud.
The matter is settled. It requires no debate.
Yes, ma'am.
Then what are you waiting for? At this very moment, we require tea for every man, woman and child in Thankful in the Vale.
Yes, Mrs. Proud.
And the war may be over, but with rationing what it is, this is going to cost me a pretty fortune.
2 cups each, ma'am. I can make it go round.
2 cups each? Oh, Edie, what you must think of me. 2 cups each. Oh, Hank! 2 cups each, Edie. You find as many boys as you can right now and send out orders to every shop in the street. I'll take whatever they have. And as many girls as you can lay your hands on to help carry out the plates. It's a shilling for every child who makes it through the snow. And I'll make a start in the kitchen. Well, come on, lass, hop to it. No time to stand around gawping.
Yes, Mrs. Proud. I'll get right to it.
There is, of course, a gentleman with whom I must share a few words. And then I shall be right there with you. Now go. I said go. Go.
The first voice we heard in the night, deep in the dark, deep in the dark, lamented the dimming of the light, deep in the dark. The lamps are going out, it said, we shall not see them lit again. So said the voice in the night, 100 years ago.